Very happy Friday morning, everybody. Friday, January 27, 2023. Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel News Podcast, brought to you by the Snoot Factory, www.thesnootfactory.com. Tom Drake, the guru of the seas, here on board the beautiful Oceana Serena, inside studio 6034. And yes, I am talking softer. I'm almost whispering because my studio isn't soundproofed, and it's actually a stateroom. And there's a stateroom on either side of me. And I'm taping this at 6 a.m. in the morning because the ship has just arrived in the basin, I guess we'd call it, outside of the Panama Canal. We have an 8 o'clock appointment to enter the first lock of the Panama Canal. I want to be out there to see it, even though I've seen it 40 times. It is always impressive to watch the operation of the locks and the whole process, and they just, it's so well run here by the people of Panama, and I don't want to miss it, so I'm doing this early, so I have to keep talking soft to remind myself. Having said that, there's somebody outside right now with a hammer at 6 a.m. banging on something. Okay, anyway, it was a rough ride getting here, I'll tell you. We were rocking and rolling last night, banging and slapping around. And, you know, I live on Bridge Deck, Deck 8, not far from the captain. So whatever rough ride I was getting, he was getting it rougher. And I was smiling about that. I felt bad for the people in the suites. Oh, my God. They're in the front, Deck 6, Deck 8, all the way forward, banging around. But we made it. And we're calm now, except for the guy banging outside of my window right now at 6 a.m. That guy will be looking for work somewhere. Before I get to what's going on in the cruise and travel industry, which is the purpose of the podcast right here from the Guru of the Seas, a quick note. You know, I mentioned my friend Walter a couple days ago, and people question whether there is a Walter. They think I make things up. Me? Do that? There is. And the reason I mentioned him is because I did a story last week or week before about the new cruise line called the Dora. It is owned by Carnival Corporation and the Chinese government, basically. And they bragged about their 5G internet that'll be on the ship when it comes out. And I said, good for you. I said, the best part about the 5G Chinese internet is if it's not working well, you can just tell the person listening into your conversation to fix it. And I did it tongue-in-cheek, and then Walter contacted me to tell me that he lived in China, and they knew that. They knew that phones were tapped, and they used code words to make sure they didn't say the wrong thing. I'll follow up to that. I got an email yesterday. It turns out, because I mentioned, you imagine saying China sucks on the phone, what's going to happen? It happened. A friend of his, an American living in China, came home from work, was unhappy living there, and put on social media that China sucks. 5 hours later, there was a knock on the door. Chinese authorities, pack your stuff, and they threw her out. Just for saying China sucks. They can do that. You're on a visa. Can you imagine the United States? We have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of sexual choice. We live in the greatest country in the world. I know if you're Canadian, you say Canada, UK, you say UK. I agree with you. But we have it better than anybody. And I get so tired of these 20-year-old kids who say U.S., living in the United States stinks. Travel around the world. All right, guru, get off your soapbox. There was another story I wanted to add to this, but I can't remember. It doesn't matter. There's the duck. That's a good point. Roll the music. All right, first story this morning is something that Guru can get his guru teeth into, because Norwegian Cruise Line is celebrating the success. It's done well. The Norwegian Jade has been sailing out of Cape Town, South Africa. And there's a story about the Norwegian Jade. I'll get to that in a couple of seconds. But sailing out of South Africa, a lot of memories for me. I've done that. I didn't sail out of Cape Town. We sailed into Cape Town. I spent time down there, and the Norwegian Jade was visiting places that I've been to, because I've been all over the world, including the exciting port of Maputo, Mozambique. And this one rings a bell for me, ding, because I was on the Oceana Nautica, and the Region 7 Seas ship Mariner was in with us, and they had problems because their new entertainer didn't have a visa to get into Brazil, and the ship was leaving from Namibia to go to Brazil. So I went over there and rode the ship to Brazil. I remember we stopped at St. Helena. That's the island that they exiled Napoleon in. In fact, I told the guest, Napoleon didn't have a choice. What the hell were you people thinking? There's nothing there. It's a big rock. But when we got to Brazil, I had to fly back to Africa to get back on the Nautica. And they wanted me to fly and stay overnight in Maputo, Mozambique. And I chose to do my own travel arrangements. And I stayed overnight in Johannesburg at a beautiful hotel called the Emperor's Palace, next to a casino. I won $1,100 in a casino, and I felt safe. And the next morning, I flew into Maputo. And when I arrived, there was a driver waiting for me who was from New York. And I kiddingly said to him, hey pal, I forgot my tuxedo shirt. Can we go to the Nordstrom? He goes, yeah, there's a Nordstrom in Maputo. And there's a story, whether it's true or not, that one of the guests, there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken in Maputo, and one of our guests went in, ordered a 6-piece dinner, put it together, and it was a cat. Okay, happy Friday, good morning. Long way to go for that punchline. Not my joke either. Anyway, the Norwegian Jade used to be the Pride of Hawaii, and it was renamed. The Pride of Hawaii was one of the 3 ships that used to sail around Hawaii empty. This is a long story, we don't have time for it, but basically there's something called the Passenger Services Vessel Act, and that prohibits any ship, cruise ship, from transporting guests from a U.S. port to another U.S. port without going to a foreign country. A lot of people make the mistake and call that the Jones Act. The Jones Act had to do with cargo. You can't charge to transport goods from one U.S. port to another unless you go to a foreign country if you're not flagged in the United States, if your ship wasn't built in the United States. That law goes back to 1886. It's antiquated and probably should be done away with. Anyway, Genting, Hong Kong, my old friend Lim Kok Dae, he owned Norwegian Cruise Line back in the day, and Colin Veitch was the president. He had this brilliant idea. We would get a waiver from the Passenger Services Act, and we would sail ships out of Hawaii without having to go to a foreign country. And they did get it, but part of the deal is they agreed to use only American crew, only United States citizens to clean toilets. Yeah, I mentioned yesterday, please send us more Eastern Europeans because the hotels are in trouble. There's still one ship sailing around Hawaii. There's one left, the Pride of Aloha. But that idea actually, we understand, caused Colin Veitch's job. It was a debacle. They lost hundreds of millions of dollars over this mess. So the ship, the Pride of Hawaii, sailed out of Hawaii and was renamed the Norwegian Jade. And now, in 2017, they finally did it over because it had a whole Hawaiian motif to it. And now it looks like a typical NCL ship. Probably more information than you need, but I just... The guru could connect the dots, if you know what I mean. Anyway, now let's do an Africa. And Harry Sommer, he's the president and CEO of Norwegian. You can't just be a president anymore. Everybody has to be the president and CEO. Why can't you just be the president? Anyway, Harry, there's rumors that he might be the guy to replace Father Del Rio. That's what we call him now, because the new president of Oceania is Frank A. Del Rio. That's Frank Del Rio, the father's son. So I call him, there's Father Del Rio. Father Del Rio's in charge of NCL Holding in Oceania region, whatever. And there's a rumor around that Harry might replace him if Father Del Rio ever decides to retire. I don't know if that's true. I made it up. I figured I'd throw it out there. That's what they do in journalism these days. Anyway, Harry said about these Africa itineraries, said, we are focused on enhancing our destination offerings. And the guru understands this. You can't just say, hey, we're trying to offer more places. That doesn't sound right. We are focused on enhancing our destination offerings. And if you've ever had your offerings enhanced, whoo! Anyway, also, they like to provide their guests with more immersive itineraries. Everything's immersive now. I don't know if that means 2 baths instead of 1, extra showers. I don't know. But this is the way to go. You have to have immersive itineraries. You have to have enhanced destination offerings. And it's working. Now, the only reason I bring this up, because really it's quite boring, is in his press release, Harry said that they are adding a new bucket list locations such as Cape Town and Mauritius with hidden gems like Maputo in Mozambique. Harry, if Maputo is a hidden gem, keep it hidden. That's all I'm going to say. All right, this is a story that came out today. This would be the tease. Did Southwest Airlines bite off more than they could fly? It doesn't make any sense, but neither does Southwest. The Department of Transportation is investigating whether Southwest Airline executives engaged in unrealistic scheduling. Every airline does that. Look at the flights today. You can fly, or I just looked at one for the wife. She has to go to South Africa, right? Out of Orlando to Atlanta with a 54-minute layover. What is that if it's not unrealistic? It's ridiculous. Atlanta, to go from that gate to that gate by the train underneath in 54 minutes, and if you're a little late coming out of Orlando, you're screwed. Who books it? People do. They don't pay attention to it. I won't do it again. I'm not doing it. Bottom line is, unrealistic scheduling is part of the airline industry. This is what they're going to use, though, to go after these guys, because as you know, Southwest canceled thousands of flights during Christmas, and they more than likely left stranded people from the Department of Transportation, because these guys seem a little bitter. But they're going after them for unrealistic scheduling ahead of the holiday season operational collapse. According to the DOT, this practice would be regarded as unfair and deceptive under federal regulations. Oh, shut up. They all do it. 54 minutes to change planes in Charlotte or Cleveland. 35 minutes to change planes in Newark. That's not unrealistic? You guys are morons. Anyway, they're coming after them in a big way. Now, Southwest, I found out that Southwest uses a software company called SkySolver, and many airlines use SkySolver. So now, according to the Southwest, it wasn't our fault. Hey, who knew? We had the program. Everybody has SkySolver. It didn't solve the problem. We had a problem. We canceled this flight and that flight, and suddenly we couldn't solve it, and the computer couldn't solve it. Not our fault. The computer went wrong. So now SkySolver, which is designed by GE Digital, is now they've developed a patch, because you have to have a patch. I don't know if it's a gauze pad, but it's a patch. And they said, well, we have a patch now. We're going to test the patch out, and that shouldn't happen again. So the government thinks they have unrealistic scheduling. Southwest says it wasn't our fault. It was SkySolver. Meanwhile, I think 12,500 flights were canceled. People are trying to get their money back. And the president of Southwest has given everybody some extra points and a cookie. That's business as we know it. All right, Guru, what's next? Okay, this story, again, why would I bring this up? Swan Hellenic announced that the new ship, the SH, that stands for Swan Hellenic Diana, was floated at a dry dock in Helsinki last week. So what? No, this ties together with Putin, because this story goes back months and months, because Swan Hellenic, I wish they changed the name, all of the ships were financed by GTLK, which was Putin's private investment company. So they were in bed with the Russians, and of course they did the Jackie. I didn't know. We borrowed the money that came from a company in Russia. We knew it was Russia, but we didn't know it was Putin. No one told us. We didn't meet with him. We never met him. We haven't been to his DACA. We haven't been to any DACA. So they humped, because what happened is when the war broke out a year ago, everybody said, well, we're going to use sanctions. That'll end the war tomorrow. How'd that work out? So they sanctioned GTLK, which meant that the ships couldn't go anywhere or do anything. So they finally had to make some deals. And the president of Swan Hellenic Limited, his name is Andrea Zito. Zito with a vowel at the end. You want to go up against the Russians, find a guy with the vowel at the end. That's all I'm saying. So they were able to find the money, and now they're floated out the newest ship. It's a polar class vessel with state-of-the-art technology and sustainability, baby, that will enter service in April. And it goes to those places where you freeze your ass off, and people really like that. All right. I get jealous reading this story, because I'll tell you, you know, I'm in love with these riverboats. I'm just not in love with paying for them, and they're very pricey. But American Cruise Lines has announced that the American Jazz, baby, is repositioning from the Mississippi River. It's going to the West Coast. It's going doing some Gavin Newsom riverboat tours. They're going to stop at the French Laundry. I don't think you can. It's not right on the river. There's probably open one. Anyway, the Jazz will be doing riverboat cruising in California. The Jazz is brand new, pretty much, built in 2020. So when you think of the pandemic, it's brand new. 189 guests, like 5-6 decks. And they're going to be sailing San Francisco Bay, just picking up some, you know, syringes and stuff in the water. And then they're going to do the California Delta by U.S. riverboat. And it really looks good. They're going to be sailing the Napa River, the Sacramento River, the San Joaquin River. They're going to the wine country. Very pricey. I mean, I don't know. Is this a lot? I'm looking at $6,000 per person, I think, for a 9-day cruise. If you got the money, no, it's probably not. Not when you think about what it costs to stay in a Ritz-Carlton or a Four Seasons hotel for the night, and then you have to go find a meal. So American Jazz Cruises, West Coast, Napa. I could cruise the Napa River and stop and see my friends there. I have friends there. I'm not going to drop names, but, it'd be just tremendous. But I'd have to borrow some money. All right. Is there any other stories I want to cover today? Yes, this one. At first, I said a prayer. I don't like to see this. All my years, all the years the guru has been in the business, that I became the guru of the seas, you never like to hear a ship being damaged or a captain making a mistake and damaging the ship, because there's no relief there. If you bust a ship up, you're losing your ticket, and you're going to end up in Norway with a car wash, or somewhere in Greece with, you know, with a gyro spot, or Italy with a gelato stand. Well, the Astoria Grande suffered significant damage after hitting the wharf at the Turkish port of Amasra, A-M-A-S-R-A, Amasra. And I read this and I went, wow. But I never heard of the Astoria Grande. I had no idea, you know, where they're from or anything. So I thought to myself, I better do some research, because that's, the guru knows a lot, but not everything. Well, it turns out this used to be Aida ship. It was Aida Kara, and it was sold, and it's owned by a Russian company. And a bunch of Russians were on the ship when they smacked the pier, and suddenly I didn't give a damn. Is that wrong? It smashed into the pier, busted at the propeller, and the captain there, his name is Igor. What a shock. Igor, more than likely, he won't have to worry about working in the car wash. He probably won't have to worry about working anywhere. And so it was caused by strong winds. It's always strong winds, guys. I have a good friend of mine, Meinhard Hansen. He's a great captain, one of the greatest I've ever sailed with. And he taught me one time, when you come into a port with high winds, you just take your time. You can't rush. But, you know, the Russians and the Greeks, the Italians, they speed. So you come in too fast and a good gust of wind, and you take out the pier. You bust the propeller. It damaged the hull. Oh, he made a hell of a mess of it. So they had to cancel the cruises. They were doing 7-day cruises from Sochi, Russia to Turkey and back. Oh, that must have been a lot of fun. So I would normally say a prayer for everybody that couldn't go on the cruise, but don't bother. And I shouldn't say that about the Russian people, but this is owned by a Russian entrepreneur, and the company's name is Aquilon, and chances are it's Putin's. So I'm not going to say a prayer for Putin. You? All right. Happy Friday. I'm done. I'm going to put this up on the internet, and I'm going to watch us arrive in the Panama Canal. I know what you're thinking. I have a great life, and you're right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. It's Saturday, the Saturday edition. Remember, the Saturday newspaper is always much thinner, and so is the Saturday podcast, but we do it Monday through Saturday. It's the Daily Tom Drake. You know what it is. Talk to you tomorrow.